2022 WAKE candidates. U.S. House, District 2. Deborah K. Ross, Party Democrat. Background: I have served my community for more than 25 years as an attorney, a civil rights advocate, a state legislator with a record of bipartisan accomplishment, and now as the Congresswoman for North Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am working hard to help lower prescription drug prices, invest in infrastructure, continue to push for racial justice, and expand voting rights. Since taking office, I have gotten multiple bipartisan laws signed into law that deliver real results for the people of North Carolina. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Abortion is still legal in North Carolina, and we must do everything in our power to keep it that way. In Congress, I have supported critical legislation such as the Women's Health Protection Act, ensuring Women's Right to Reproductive Freedom Act, and Right to Contraception Act. Her website, DeborahRoss.com. That's DeborahRoss.com. Christine E. Villaverde, Party Republican. No response from the candidate. U.S. House District 13, Beau Hines, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Wiley Nickel, Party Democrat. Background: first and foremost, I'm a husband and father of two. I've spent two terms serving North Carolina families in the state Senate. I worked for President Obama during some of the toughest fights to deliver affordable health care, and VP Al Gore before him. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Working for two White Houses and in the NC Senate, I've learned to build coalitions to get results for working people. I'm running for Congress to reach across the aisle and lower the cost of health care, build a strong economy, and protect reproductive rights. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion case access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? The rising cost of living has been hitting working families hard in NC 13. In Congress, I'll crack down on price gouging, support investments that bolster our supply chains and transportation routes, invest in the Manufacturing USA program, and prepare our workforce for the next generation of jobs. The website, WileyNickel4Congress.com. NC State Senate District 13. Lisa Grafstein, Party Democrat. Background: I have been a civil rights lawyer for the past 27 years. I am running for the North Carolina Senate because I believe in public service and that we are here to make a difference. I have spent my legal career trying to do just that. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am prioritizing economic justice issues like good jobs, wages, public education, access to health care, including reproductive rights and voting rights. These affect the daily lives of North Carolinians because they are building blocks of freedom and a good life. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I support codification of Roe in state laws, as well as eliminating burdensome and medically unnecessary regulations on providers. These restrictions are designed to limit the ability of abortion care and have a disproportionate effect on those in rural communities and communities of color. Website, lisagrafstein.com. lisagrafstein.com. Michael C. Munger, Party Libertarian. No response from candidate. David Bankert, Party Republican. No response from candidate. NC State Senate District 14. Matthew Lasex, Party Libertarian. Background, raised in a military family. I have lived in North Carolina since 2001. I have a business degree from NC Wesleyan that I earned while raising a family and working two jobs. I am married with four grown children. I am an ops manager with a team of 40-plus personnel. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Expand school choice and give parents more control over their children's educational options and dollars. Reduce regulation so that people are free to choose how they live and work. Restore trust in our justice system by limiting qualified immunity, pretrial incarcerations, and no-knock warrants. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun laws, ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? We have inflation because too much money is chasing too few goods. We should immediately suspend zoning laws that prevent developers from creating new low-cost housing, and we should create an economic environment that is conducive to increasing the supply of gas, groceries, and transportation. Matt's website is matt4nc.us. That's M-A-T-T, the number 4, N-C dot U-S. Chris Baker, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Dan Blue, Party Democrat. Background, I have served in the General Assembly for over 35 years in both the House and the Senate. I served as Speaker of the House 1991 to 1994 and as Senate Democratic Leader since 2015. I have practiced law for over 40 years in Raleigh. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Medicaid expansion. Restore funding and respect to public schools and protect /expand the rights of North Carolinians. Please choose one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? We need to hold the line in North Carolina on abortion access by protecting current law that allows for abortions up to 20 weeks. In order to do that, we need to protect the veto in 2022 and expand our Democratic seats in the legislature in 2022-2024. The website for Dan Blue is danbluefor.senate.org. danbluefor.senate.org. NC State Senate District 15. J.J. Chaudhry. Party, Democrat. Background, he has spent his career fighting for the people of North Carolina. For 2 decades, he has worked at the highest level of all 3 branches in state government, including senior counsel at the Department of Justice and Department of State Treasurer. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. First, I plan to continue to advocate we meet our state constitutional obligation for every child to receive a sound basic education. Second, I plan to continue to advocate we expand Medicaid so we can close the coverage gap for more than 500,000 North Carolinians. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? After the Parkland shooting in 2018, I served as the primary sponsor of the Safer Schools, Healthier Kids Act, a bill that authorizes extreme risk protection orders to temporarily restrict firearms if a person poses danger of physical harm to themselves or others. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, I believe women, not politicians, should have the right to make their own private health care decisions. I've served as the primary sponsor of the Codify Road and Casey Protections this year that's been sponsored by all 22 Senate Democrats. Option number 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I've sponsored a bill that would give $200 tax rebates to motorists in our state no later than October 1st. In addition, I believe we should target middle-class tax cuts to further provide relief for our working families. Jay's website is jay4nc.com. That's jayfornc.com. Emanuela Prister, Party Republican. Background, I am a licensed attorney in Texas and North Carolina, and I practice immigration law. I am a citizen, a parent, and a taxpayer. I grew up in Italy, and I am Jewish. I speak Italian and English fluently, and Spanish quite well. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Restoring freedom to the individual citizen and striving for equality before the law for all citizens. reducing the size and reach of government at all levels into private lives, restoring the constitutional promise of a good basic education for all North Carolina children. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I oppose restrictions on gun ownership other than those based on criminal background and mental illness checks. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I favor a balance between preserving the life of the unborn child and the interests of the mother. The law should allow abortion if necessary because of rape, incest, and to preserve the life of the mother. I also favor a strict time limit for other cases that do not fall in the first category. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Economic intervention by the government is the main driver of inflation, and raising interest rates drives recession. Stop intervening in the economy. Let free market forces rebalance the economy. The website, prister4ncsenate.com. That's PRISTER, the number 4, ncsenate.com. Sammy Brooks, Party Libertarian. No response from candidate. NC State Senate, District 16. James Powers, Party Republican. Background, retired from management of operations at Exxon Chemical Company. Cattle farming after retirement. Started a landscape contracting company and still work and operate it today. Problem solving has been my main job at Exxon days and current days. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Wasteful spending and constitutional freedom. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Knowing what it takes to produce the products used by every single person in this country daily, we have the resources to be self-sufficient in all of the above items. We also can do it cleanly and improve our environment at the same time, and make the cost of living cheaper to our families. The website, jamespowers4nc.com. That's JAMESPOWERS, the number 4, nc.com. Michael Trudeau, Party Green. Background, veteran of the anti-war movement since illegal U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 01. Organizer with the NC Green Party and National GP campaigns for 10 years. Book editor with a master's. Working class people are more qualified than D's and R's to hold office. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. The state isn't a democracy. 2 capitalist parties run it, denying the people access to basic social services, as well as to the ballot and the ballot box. I'm running to build an institution, the NC Green Party, to counter the two parties and provide real solutions for and from working class people. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? NC statewide abortion sanctuary legislation, now:don't, enforce anti-abortion laws. Do protect pregnant people, doctors, and other care providers facing persecution for abortion. Prohibit police from arresting patients and providers or aiding investigations related to anti-abortion laws in the U.S. The website, ncgreenparty.org/Michael-Trudeau. And his name is spelled MICHAEL-TRUDEAU. D. Watson, Party Libertarian. Background: the best way to solve any problem is to first acquire the relevant information. Then, honest people typically agree on the best course of action. If elected, that's what I hope to bring to the Capitol. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Funding students, not systems, will help families choose the best education for their children. Educated children are the future. Police accountability and transparency, example, easier release of body camera footage. Medical freedom, ending government mandates, creating price transparency. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would remove all state sales taxes on these essential goods. The government taking less means people keep more. Tax reduction is the best way to help families. The website, electdwatson.org. 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 Gail Adcock, Party Democrat, background, nurse practitioner of 35 years, 7 years on the Cary Town Council, 4 terms in the North Carolina House. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Access to health insurance and to health care providers. Funding a sound basic public education. Economic opportunity. Good health and education and employment opportunities are central to quality of life. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? As a healthcare professional and a legislator, I support the unrestricted right of all individuals to make informed decisions about the healthcare they desire and need. Abortion is a safe medical procedure, and the decision to have one is between a woman and her physician. The website, GailAdcock.com. That's GailAdcock.com. NC State Senate District 17. Mark Cavalierio. Party, Republican. Background, retired Marine Corps Colonel, veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Successful local business owner for 24 years. 4 times on the Fast 50 list of the region's fastest growing privately held companies. Technology expert in complex computer networking systems. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. I'll work hard for safe neighborhoods, a strong and healthy economy, and the absolute best education opportunities for our children to prepare them for the future. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Inflation results from excessive government spending / lack of fiscal discipline. I would push for disciplined budgets, attack waste / fraud, eliminate unnecessary regulations, and work for low taxes on families / small businesses. I want a government that is smaller, more efficient, and more accountable. The website, markcavalierio.com. That's markcavalierio.com. Mrs. Sidney Batch, Party Democrat. Background, Senator Sidney Batch is a family law attorney, child welfare advocate, and social worker. She was elected to the NC House representing Southern Wake in 2018 and was later appointed to fill a vacant seat in the North Carolina Senate in 2021. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Fighting to lower costs for families in North Carolina. Working to keep families safe. Protecting women's reproductive rights. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I have and continue to support universal background checks on firearm purchases, red flag laws to protect victims of domestic abuse, and raising the age to purchase long rifles to 21. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I have co-sponsored a bill in the Senate to codify Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey into North Carolina law. The legislation would make access to abortion legal, while preserving rights of the legislature to regulate the procedure after 20 weeks. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I voted to lower the state income tax. I also sponsored the following bills while in the North Carolina Senate. Reenact the Child Care Tax Credit. Reinstate Earned Income Tax Credit. Restore Educational Sales Tax Holiday. Individuals and Families Recovery Act, North Carolina Driver's Gas Tax Rebate. Website, sydneybatch.com, SYDNEYBATCH.com. Patrick J. Bowersox, Party Libertarian. Background, Vice Chair of Wake County Libertarian Party. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. More choices in health care, including medical marijuana. I believe increase in choice of treatment and medication will help to alleviate cost for the consumer in the long run. School choice allows parents and families to be in control of their children's education. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I will protect a patient's right to choose and keep conversation and decisions between the patients and the doctor. Website. There was no response from this candidate. North Carolina State Senate District 18. E.C. Sykes, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Mary Wills Bode, Party Democrat. Background, I'm a Wake County native and Granville County resident. As a lawyer, a nonprofit executive, and NC Real Estate Commissioner, I know what it takes to work across the aisle to make progress and get things accomplished. That's what I'll do as senator. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Expanding Medicaid will provide health insurance for 500K-plus hardworking North Carolinians and allow us to invest in mental health and addiction services. Investing in skills training in high school and community colleges will increase employment opportunities, recruit new jobs, and ease labor shortages. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? This seat will be the deciding vote in the North Carolina Senate as to whether or not reproductive health care is legal in our state. I will stand up to extremist politicians who want to ban access to reproductive health care because a woman's health care should be between her and her doctor, not politicians. The website, bodeforsenate.com. That's BODE, the number 4, SENATE.com. Brian Brown, Party Libertarian. Background, born and raised in North Carolina. I started college at Wake Tech and finished at App State, where I earned a computer science degree. With experience and training in systematic and critical thinking, I can solve problems that everyday North Carolinians face. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Government intervention in all aspects is the single biggest issue that nearly everybody will face in their lifetime. Restrictions, regulations, licensing, and outright prohibitions. I will work to remove every single burden that affects us all so that we are free to voluntarily conduct our lives. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I would not support any new restrictions on gun ownership. I would work to remove or nullify all existing restrictions on gun control. All North Carolinians have the absolute right to make, keep, and bear arms. Gun control is and should be a private property issue. The website, RyanBrownNC.org. That's RyanBrownNC.org. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 11. Allison A. Dahl, Party Democrat. Background: this will be my third term, and I feel I have been a strong advocate of voting rights and human rights, specifically rights of the LGBTQIA. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Securing people's voting rights. Banning conversion therapy. Voting rights will secure that our democracy is represented by all people, not some. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? My take is that there is no restrictions on gun ownership, and we need to make it clear that guns should be bought and sold with universal background checks. I will also work to help pass red flag laws. The website, AllisonForHouse.com. That's AllisonForHouse.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 21. Gerard Falzon, Party Republican. Background: first generation American, U.S. Army veteran, small business owner, foster parent, volunteer soccer coach. Education: U.S. Military Academy, Cornell University, MIT, high tech supply chain corporate career. 23-year resident of Morrisville, French fluency. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Direct the North Carolina government and economy toward the prioritization of the family. 2. Offshore energy development from wind, waves, and currents. 3. Bulwark individual rights such as speech, conscience, personhood, armed self-defense, parental rights in the education of their children. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? 1. Universal background checks. 2. Work with social media corporations to identify those who shouldn't possess weapons through their public postings. The website, GeraldFalzon.com. That's Gerard, FALZON.com. GerardFalzon.com. Ya Ilri, Party Democrat. Background: I have earned a law degree from NCCU, a PhD in medical sociology from NCSU, and worked as a faculty member at Duke Law. With my academic background, research, and leadership experience, I have the skills to take on many challenges facing our state. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am honored to be a strong advocate for business prosperity, careful growth, public transit, senior services, and environmentally friendly policies on the Cary Town Council. I will fight for a stronger economy, better schools and health care, cleaner water and air, and prepare our state for the future. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? A healthy economy is essential for North Carolinians to continue enjoying our high quality of life standards. As a small business owner, I understand the struggles of many small business owners and will continue to be a strong advocate for our business community in the region. Website: yalui4nc.com. YALIU4NC.com. Joshua Morris, Party Libertarian. Background: I have been a resident of Wake County for almost 7 years. I have held many different positions in life as a business owner, a corporate trainer, and in process improvement. These roles have given me the skills needed to serve North Carolina. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities are school choice, the dissolution of the ABC system, and outdated liquor laws, and to help fix the system in the area of foster care and the transition into adulthood. Please choose one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher price for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would find ways to reduce taxes and limit wasteful government spending through financial audits. I would also look to reduce regulations on small businesses to make it easier for people to build something of their own. The website: joshmorris4nc.org. That's JOSHMORRIS, the number 4, NC.org. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 33. Chris Costello, Party Libertarian. Background: I have business and community organizing experience. I am a native of the district. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Fair access to the marketplace for local and small businesses, especially areas with historically minority-owned businesses. 2. Streamlined access to assistance programs, taking the bureaucracy out and more common sense in. And 3. rooting out cronyism and waste in government. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I believe the first step is to get to the root of the problem. Discover the truth behind why this inflation is happening and address it accordingly. For gas prices, alleviating the gas tax could be a solution. Website, no response from this candidate. Stephanie Dingy, Party Republican. Background, no response from candidate. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Efficiency in government first and foremost. Second is restoring faith in our election process and ensuring elections are secure. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I would not look to add any restrictions to law-abiding gun owners. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would work to decrease the size of government and limit the taxes that are collected at both the state level and, if possible, federal. Website, dingy4nc.com. That's dingeefornc.com. Rosa U. Gill, Party Democrat. Background, I have worked tirelessly with individuals and organizations to promote legislation that improves the lives of the citizens of our state as an educator, member of the Wake County School Board, and current member of the North Carolina House of Representatives. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Funding of a sound basic education for all children. Leandro's funding plan. Prepare the workforce needed for future jobs. Expansion of Medicaid, reduce the cost of health care services. Provide a safe, healthy environment by promoting renewable energy. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Support legislation that provides access to affordable health care service that includes reproductive rights. Advocate for the passage of Medicaid expansion. Oppose any new restrictions on abortion access. Website, rosagill.com. That's rosagill.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 34. Tim Longest, Party Democrat. Background, Tim is a lawyer, husband, and native North Carolinian. His career has been devoted to public service, and he has experience in all three branches of state government. Tim currently works as a law clerk on the NC Supreme Court. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Public schools. I will fully fund our public schools to end the teacher shortage and make sure every child has a great education. Working families. I will fight for good jobs, a living wage, and affordable homes. Women's right to choose. I will defend women's freedom to get an abortion. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I support a woman's right to choose abortion. I know abortion is fundamental to women's freedom to control their own lives. I will fight any Republican effort to ban abortion, and I will uphold Governor Cooper's veto of such bills. I would also vote to pass Roe v. Wade into state law. The website, timfornc.com. That's timfornc.com. Kat McDonald, Party Libertarian. Background: I graduated from NC State with a bachelor's degree in political science. I have volunteered for several campaigns, and I ran for North Carolina State Senate District 15 in 2020. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Greater educational opportunities, more consumer choice, expand housing affordability. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option number 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I would draft a bill protecting health care rights and access to abortion in North Carolina. I would actively reach out to fellow members of Congress and discuss the importance of passing a bill in favor of a woman's choice. I would reach out to interest groups and lobbyists to help discuss the importance of this issue. The website, katemcdonald4nc.org. That's Kat McDonald, KATMCDONALD, for NC.org. Kat McDonald for NC.org. Ashley Satchel, Party Republican. No response from candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 35. Terrence Everett, Party Democrat. No response from candidate. Joseph Serio, Libertarian. No response from candidate. Fred Von Cannon, Party Republican. No response from candidate. House of Representatives, District 36. John Harris, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Julie Von Hafen, Party Democrat. Background: I have been a legislator in the NCGA since 2018 and currently serve as the co-chair of the Wake County Legislation Delegation. I have been a PTA leader for over a decade and currently work as a substitute teacher when the NCGA is not in session. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top three priorities are increasing education funding so that every child in North Carolina has access to a sound basic education, expanding Medicaid, and providing access to affordable health care to hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians, and protecting every North Carolinian's right to reproductive freedom. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I introduced HB 188, which would repeal abortion restrictions in North Carolina, including repealing the biased mandatory counseling requirement and 72-hour waiting period. I was also one of the primary sponsors of HB 1119, which would have codified the protections in Roe v. Wade. The website? julie4nc.com. That's JulieForNC.com. Kyle Ward, Party Libertarian. Background: I grew up in Hillsborough, Orange County. I went to North Carolina State University, where I earned degrees in civil engineering, industrial engineering, and statistics. I have worked with and for public agencies throughout my career. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I have two young sons, and I am a strong supporter of school choice. I want all children to have the same choices in education that my family has. We need to end certificates of need and many other state regulations that hamstring our ability to provide affordable health care. End the war on drugs. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I consider myself pro-choice, but would support restrictions after 20 weeks as long as appropriate caveats are in place. The Roe decision balanced the rights of mother and child, and I think different states can now find the balance that best suits their voters. The website, wardfornc.org. That's WARDFORNC.org.